Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 118. We're in the 11th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 21 and 22, from the New Living Translation. Evil people will surely be punished, but the children of the godly will go free. A beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. God wants us to live good lives, but we are all evil. And God hates our evil actions. God will punish evil people. If we want to be good, then God will help us. He wants to forgive us, and He sent Jesus. We deserve punishment for our evil actions, but we don't need to suffer this punishment. When Jesus died, He received our punishment. And if we ask God, then He'll forgive us. We can be free from all the evil things that are in our lives, and then when we die, we get to go to heaven. God loves good people, and when we trust Him, God will change us. And as we learn from God's wisdom, God will make us into His people. God called you from the darkness. He called you into this wonderful light. Before this, you were not a nation. Now you are God's people. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. In verse 22, Solomon uses humor in this verse. Solomon and his nation hated pigs. Everybody in Israel believed that pigs were unholy animals, and the people never ate pork. Leviticus 11:7. An ugly pig does not become beautiful, even if it has a gold ring. In the same way, a foolish woman is never really beautiful. By foolish, Solomon means a person who refuses God's wisdom. A beautiful woman should be kind and generous. The woman's face might be ugly or pretty, but she is really beautiful if she does good things. 1 Peter 3, 3 and 4. That's pretty reassuring to know that those who do wrong will face consequences, even if it's not immediate. Despite hating sin, God doesn't despise wicked individuals and offers them the opportunity to repent. And this reminds me of an experience during my time in the Navy, a time when Miss America visited with the USO to entertain us. And I was very shocked to hear her cussing on the stage. It was unexpected. It's kind of a lot like finding a gold ring in a pig's snout. So let me ask you, what other analogies can you think of, kind of like the gold ring in a pig's snout?
Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. I want to announce that we have a new producer of the show. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. We have an opening for another. If you're interested in becoming our next producer, drop an email to wisdom@renewedmindsets.com. If you like this show, please tell someone about it. And share it with them. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.
Hello. You ever feel defeated as a Christian in the confusing times we live in today? This is where God's Loving Sacrifice podcast comes in. We do Bible studies to help you strengthen your walk with the Lord in today's crazy world. We also encourage you to share the gospel and the love of Christ with this world in need. John 3:16 tells us about God's loving sacrifice, and we use the Word of God to help you find a fresh perspective on issues like forgiveness, love, obedience, mercy, and reconciliation. Join us as we delve into the true essence of faith in God and our call to go into the world and preach the gospel. So listen at www.godslovingsacrifice.com.